News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now with some folks from Fort Riley. Quite a crew in here today. We're going to lead things off with David Rowdybush, and he is Director of Family and Morale, Welfare, Recreation on post. And Taylor Ferrerin, not sure how much she's kind of said she's going to stand back from the mic a little bit, but hope to hear from her too a little bit. And I know that we have Victory Fest coming up, and wonderful lineup, David. What's on tap for this year's Victory Fest at Fort Riley?
Well, Kathy, thank you for having us in today to talk about this. We're really excited about this event that we're putting on. It's really for the 100th anniversary of the 1st Infantry Division. But we know that we want to get the community's involvement because, you know, the 1st Infantry Division is part of the community. I mean, they're truly embedded here in the Flint Hills region, and we want the community to be able to come out and celebrate. So we've done it, and we'll talk a little bit later about it. It's going to be an open to the general public, but we'll have a car and bike show right at the beginning of it, starting at 11 o'clock. We'll also have carnival games. We'll have some henna tattoos. We'll have things like that for children. We'll also have a lot of food out there. But really the star of the show for this festival is the music. Starting at 11 o'clock and going all the way to 11 o'clock, we will have music going nonstop on two different bands or two different stages.
Well, that is exciting. By the way, I do want to remind our listeners, as always, phone lines are open, 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350-CAMAN. But let's get to the bands, and I'm hearing a lot of good feedback since you released this information. It sounds like some terrific bands are coming to Fort Riley for this.
Yeah, we've been working hard to try to find a good, diverse group of well-known talent. Because oftentimes when you do these types of events, you either do just a pure country or pure rock or something that's more just focused towards one audience. We know our soldiers are from everywhere, have different backgrounds, different likes. So we are kicking off the main stage at around 4 o'clock with Lit, which is an American rock band, very popular in the 2000s, have a couple big hits. And then we're going into the one band that really hits our multi-generational audience. It's the Charlie Daniels band. That's a band that my daughters love to listen to. I love to listen to. All that my grandparents do. So he really spans the generations. Then we get into our two main headliners. And on the rock side, we have the All-American Rejects, which if you listen to American rock, they're extremely popular. Sounds like they're getting ready to release some new music as well. So we're really getting them at a good time. Then to cap off the night, we have the Eli Young Band. This is a band that, as we were trying to find a country band to end our show, we worked very closely with Wayne from Country Stampede, and he was able to help us select the right band to really finish our festival the way we wanted it to.
Well, this is just terrific, and I did want to mention, too, I kind of jumped over this, but since the event is open to the public, maybe we do need to talk a bit about access to Fort Riley. Just a quick reminder to people out there, what's involved there?
Well, typically when you come to Fort Riley, you have to stop at the visitor center, get a background check, get an ID to be able to come onto the installation. In this case, we wanted to make it really as easy as possible for our community members to come in and celebrate with us. So what we're doing is it's going to be off of I-70 at exit 301. It's going to be right down by the Marshall Army Airfield. When you come in that day, all you have to have is a photo ID and a ticket. You can buy a ticket there at the gate. So if you just come with the photo ID, whether it's a driver's license or a student ID, you'll be able to access the venue to be able to participate in this event.
Very good. And local bands, too. I mean, we have some big names, and obviously folks are excited about that. But you also have some local bands will be performing.
Yeah, so we wanted to make sure that we are having music going nonstop. So we have a second stage going that will be between the main sets. And we're trying to also use the local bands to add a little bit of diversity. Again, we have a big, diverse audience. So one of the bands we're working with right now is a reggae band. And then we're looking at some other alternatives. We're not fully locked in our bands. So if somebody does have a band that they really like or that they're part of, if they go to www.victoryfest2017.com, there's a contact us, and you go in there, and that message will come to us, and we'll reach out and talk about having your band perform.
Very good. And tickets, is there a way to get those ahead of time? I mean, what's the best way to do that?
Well, you're the first person we get to tell you about. We did just release the tickets starting yesterday. Typically, when we sell tickets, it's on base, which isn't very conducive with an open to the general public event. So we have a contract with Ticketmaster, or actually it's a sub company that they have, is universe.com. So you can go in there and look for Victory Fest, and you can find tickets. Or if you go out to our website that I just mentioned, there'll be a widget. That's a technical term, I guess, that you can click on, and it'll take you there, and you can buy tickets online. And you'll be able to bring them. You'll print them at home. You bring them in. We'll have scanners there at the gate to scan the tickets.
What are you needing from us, members of the local community? Are there ways we can help out?
Well, Kathy, this is one of those things. I really do want to thank everybody already. The support that we've got from the local community has just been overwhelmingly positive. The cities of Junction City and Manhattan, they're two of our partners, have really been supportive. Kansas State University, we have Barton Community College, one of our sponsors. They've all been coming forward and saying, hey, let us help. How can we help you? So the community has been really good. For us, what we're really looking for are some volunteers. So if you want to volunteer, go out to the website, go to the Contact Us. We'll put you in contact with our volunteer coordinator, see what your interests are. We're going to need help with setup, tear down, the day of the event, everything that goes into a large festival. Because, again, we're putting this event on, and we're a government agency that, I mean, we don't have a lot of that extra money for that. So volunteers truly do help us out.
Well, Taylor, we've left you off the hook for a while here. Anything else you're wanting to add about the event itself, or just kind of the work involved, the role that you play, I guess, maybe, when it comes to Victory Fest?
The role that I'm playing right now is just coordinating with our MWR staff, who are awesome at getting all of our activities squared away. So coordinating with that, and then helping work with the contracting of the talent that we've got coming out. So big job, but very excited for the event.
Oh, very good. And how do people get more information? I know we've gone over quite a bit of that. I don't know if there's any more to add on that note, David.
Well, there's several places that you can find more information. If you go out to our Facebook page, easiest way to find that is just MWR Fort Riley, and you can find our page there. The actual Garrison Fort Riley page has information as well, then our website. And then we're working with the cities also to help get the message out about the event itself.
What do you have the schedule of events sort of generally if people want to take a look and see how to plan their day?
We're finalizing that right now. As we get it finalized, we'll get it up on our website. But really, the gates will open at 10 o'clock. Most of the activities, to include the car and bike show, will start at 11. And then around 3 o'clock, 3:30, that's when we'll have our commanding general, who will be just back from Iraq from leading the fight over there. Bill will come up on the stage with our garrison commander and the community leaders to say thank you for everybody and really kick off the main part of the festival. At that point, we'll go into our big acts for the rest of the day with activities just going on in the background. If you have children, sometimes it's hard to make them sit for 4 hours watching music, so we have that going on back there. And then we'll end the night with a good fireworks show.
Any other events or activities while we have you here today?
Well, I'll do a shameless plug. We do have a CYS hiring event on Monday at the Riley's Conference Center. So if you're looking for a job, this is a very well-paying position. And if you love children, that's what we look for. Please come on out. We try to knock out all of the beginning steps of the process all at one time to include job offers there on spot.
Taylor, did we get it all from David, or is there anything else that you want to add today before we wrap things up?
I believe David has covered it all. Thank you.
Okay, David, anything else?
Well, I think Taylor's being very modest here. She's more than just coordinating with the internal staff. She is my cat herder. Because she's working with all of our partners out in the communities as well and working across the garrison and everything. So I do want to thank her as well as her team for really getting all of this together, because we started late because of the funding issues we had last year. We didn't get permission to start planning until January. So to pull off in a festival this size in only 8 months is truly a miraculous feat. And I have full confidence in Taylor, and it's going very, very well.
Very good. Well, thanks to both of you for stopping by. And again, from Fort Riley, David Rowdy Bush, who, of course, is Director of Family Morale and Welfare Recreation, Taylor Ferrerin, and she's Recreation Specialist there. We'll take a break. When we come back, we will have Monica Smith with us. She's Education Services Specialist. She's been on the program before. We're going to talk about graduation. And again, you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.